through Felipa's powerful family connections, Columbus had long possessed the means to seek an audience with Jean II. But it was only after Felipa's death that he did so. The two men met later that year. Columbus, 4 years older than the ruthless king, clutching rolls of maps to prove his arguments, promised Jean that he would find land and riches by sailing west. As a reward, the would-be explorer wanted grants of nobility and knighthood, to be named Admiral of the Ocean Sea, named Viceroy and Governor of any lands he might discover, and receive a tenth of all income from those new lands. Jean, appalled, turned him down flat. He thought Columbus's manner was overly zealous, his proposal greedy, and his arguments about a westward route to India unconvincing. The devastated, debt-ridden widower and the infant Diego slunk from Portugal and the chart-making business. They travelled east, into Spain, where Columbus began anew his search for a visionary financial backer. Bartolomé was not long behind. Jean, however, had been more intrigued by Columbus's ideas than he acknowledged. He secretly ordered two of his caravels to sail west to find the Orient. When they returned in failure, Jean's doubts about Columbus's theories were confirmed. He ordered yet another Portuguese fleet to sail down the African coast, seeking an eastward passage to India. That fleet, led by a dogged navigator named Bartolomeu Diaz, set sail in 1486. But when Diaz hadn't returned 2 years later, João reconsidered Columbus's ideas. The king summoned the would-be explorer, who was having little success in Spain, back to Lisbon, granting him special protection from his creditors, so he wouldn't be cast into debtor's prison the instant he crossed the border. In a savage coincidence, Diaz's fleet...